5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 15th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, inflation. New numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics came out Tuesday afternoon. And after bragging just a month ago that the economy had 0% inflation in the month of July, which was, of course, looking at cherry-picked numbers, President Biden, again, is bragging on the numbers, cherry-picking, in the words of one analyst, the least moldy strawberry from the basket and trying to sell that as fresh fruit. This, in July, the highest food price inflation since 1979. The statistics for this month, not a whole lot better. President Biden issuing another, well, blatantly false statement about the extremely hot consumer price index report Tuesday afternoon. Markets were sent into turmoil, dropping hundreds of points. Rate hike expectations from the Federal Reserve Bank shooting much higher. Expectations now among investors for the Federal Reserve's funds rate, which is the rate that it charges, the interest rate it charges to member banks to borrow money from the Fed, now expects to be above 4% by the end of the year, which investors believe is going to plunge the economy into recession. And here's the thing. As we said before, history shows that in order for the Federal Reserve Bank's inflation control to actually take effect, they're going to have to push the federal funds rate to about 2% higher than the rate of inflation. Now, the official rate of inflation running at about 8.5%, but that's about half of what it was or what it should be if the numbers were calculated the way they were figured prior to 1980. The federal government started rejiggering the formula to make the inflation numbers look better than they actually are. Actual inflation right now, courtesy of shadowstats.com, probably running closer to 17%, which means the federal funds rate would have to be about 19%. So if the money men are saying that a federal funds rate of about 4% or over 4% will push the economy into recession, you can just imagine what a 19% rate would do. What's going to happen is that the 4% federal funds rate will not curb inflation, but if it does push the economy into recession, then we've got stagflation, a slow economy, and increasing prices. This is what, honestly, this is what I expect. Anyway, Biden claimed that today's global data show more progress in bringing global inflation down in the U.S. economy, saying overall prices have been essentially flat in our country for the last 2 months. No, that happens not to be the case. This is the 27th straight month of rising inflation, including a particularly painful 11.4% increase in the food index year over year. That's the largest 12-month increase in food prices since the period ending May of 1979. The food at home index rose 13.5%, the largest 12-month increase since the period ending March of 1979. This not good news. Again, we're not trying to be sensationalist here, just preparing you for what is to come. Just be prudent. Stock up if you've got time to put aside some extra canned goods and what have you, because we may need to share with our neighbors who don't have the resources that we do or who may run into unexpected complications, financial complications. Sharing the love of Christ when times are tough, that is one way to really be effective in witnessing and sharing the love of Christ with others. Topic number 4, some good news for the Air Force, or at least those of service members who chose not to take the experimental gene serum. A federal appeals court has denied the Air Force's attempt to overturn class certification and a class-wide preliminary injunction that protects them from discipline. Okay, class action suit filed by unvaccinated members of the Air Force. The Department of Defense wanted to, well, is still trying to enforce its vaccine mandate, and a judge upheld by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has now denied the Department of Air Force's emergency motion to stay the class certification and the injunction granted by Cincinnati Federal District Judge Matthew McFarland in July. The net result is that the Air Force must refrain from disciplinary action or separation measures against those plaintiffs who they say represent 10,000 unvaccinated members of the Air Force. Topic number 3, detransitioning. This is a topic and a word that the corporate media doesn't want to touch, but there is a new documentary out produced by Fox News host Tucker Carlson on those who have for a while lived as a member of the opposite gender, thinking that that would solve their emotional or psychological issues. discovered that it did not and have now detransitioned and gone back to living according to their biological gender. This two-part series called Transgressive, The Cult of Confusion debuted last week on the Fox Nation streaming service. It features the firsthand accounts of people who have realized that living in opposition to their biology was not the solution to their problems and have returned to their, well, true gender following immense regret and, in many cases, bodily harm. The filmmakers take viewers on a journey through this, through the stories of those interviewed, through eight distinct stages, showing how transgenderism functions and operates like an actual cult. Project shows how struggling children are indoctrinated, or dare we say, groomed, and then sent down a pathway of irreversible harm. This really shouldn't be a surprise. As we've said many times, there is no scientific, biological, psychological, or just plain logical rationale for encouraging children to live in opposition to their biology, to live and to act on the beliefs that they are trapped in the body of the opposite gender. Survey after survey shows that the vast majority, upwards of 80% of children who believe this, will grow out of it if they are just left alone. The reason that this is a growing movement is because it's not based on any scientific or biological or psychological rationale. It is spiritual. And this is something that we've been talking about here at Skywatch TV for quite some time. In particular, Sharon has done a number of presentations on Inanna, the ancient Mesopotamian goddess of sex and war, one of the most popular deities in ancient Mesopotamia, and still very popular today, where she is known as the Queen of Heaven. She's also mentioned by that name in the Bible, by that not coincidentally, known by many other names throughout history. Ishtar, Astarte, Aphrodite, Venus, the goddess of sex and war, the original transgender entity on planet Earth. You can make a very strong case, as Sharon has done, that she is the spirit of the age. And now Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has picked up on that, and he's added several chapters, included several chapters, on Inanna in his brand new book, Return of the Gods. We are glad, thankful, that somebody with the stature of Rabbi Kahn is now speaking out on this issue and mainstreaming it. Pray for him, because he's not going to be received any better by the corporate media or by Hollywood or the culture at large than Tucker Carlson has been. One of the people featured in this documentary series, by the way, is Walt Heyer, who lived for a number of years as a woman named Laura Jensen until he realized, and it brought him to the brink of suicide, that his problems had not gone away by transitioning, and now he had the added burden of being surgically mutilated. Walt said his problems weren't resolved until he found the love of Jesus Christ, which took a very patient and understanding pastor to hear him, listen to him, and talk with him. And this is what's needed to end this spiritual hijacking of the next generation, the love of Jesus Christ. Topic number two, The Half-Blood Chronicles. Speaking of training up children in the way they should go, Disney's got an upcoming Percy Jackson television series slated for the Disney Plus streaming platform. This is based on Rick Riordan's five-book series, Percy Jackson and the Olympians. This media franchise, now called the Camp Half-Blood Chronicles. In the books, if you're not familiar with them, Percy is a half-blood, in other words, one of the Nephilim by biblical standards, the child of a human and a Greek god, in this case, Poseidon. That puts a target on his back in the series. If you are one of the half-blood, you are in violation of an old oath made between Poseidon, Hades, and Zeus, and so you are hunted. Well, it's a very popular series. It's been translated into dozens of languages around the world, numbers of copies published in the tens of millions, and Disney purchased the rights to the novels, now has a new imprint called Hyperion, named interestingly enough, for one of the Titans, the father of the sun, moon, and dawn. Anyway, they, under the imprint Rick Riordan Presents, are now publishing young reader novels based on the religions of the ancient Norse, Egyptians, Hindus, Koreans, West Africans, Navajo, Chinese, Cubans, Aztecs, and Mayans. All with teen heroes, just demonstrating how awesome it would be to be the child of a god. In other words, a half-blood or one of the Nephilim. Coming up, remember Scooby-Doo? Turns out Velma is a Karen. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallup's, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, yoinks. Or is it jinkies? I forget. Anyway, Velma, you remember from Scooby-Doo back in the day, is fallen on the wrong side of the woke. Apparently, she's one of many Warner Brothers cartoon characters in a new online game, the Multiversus fighting game. And that led fewer than three dozen people to complain. But Warner Brothers has listened. See, in this game, Velma's moveset includes an ultimate charge-up move where Velma, as she used to do in the old Scooby-Doo cartoons, would call the cops. And the police would roll a cruiser who would then take the bad guys away. But in today's world, that's not acceptable. You see, this apparently would be demeaning to indigenous people or people of color or something. At least that's what was claimed by the 34 people who signed the online petition, said that in today's age of police brutality, having Velma call the police was just not acceptable. And so, thanks to a game patch released last Thursday, Velma no longer calls the police. She calls her buddies in the Mystery Machine, and they throw the bad guy in the back of the van and roll away. Now, at some point, we would expect that somebody would point out that having a bunch of white kids grab the bad guy, throw him in the van, and drive off is likewise problematic. It smacks of vigilantism and white privilege. But until that day, I guess we can say with some certainty now that the internet has spoken, or at least 36 members of the internet, and Velma is a Karen. During the month of September, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, because we always want to thank you for your support. What We Do Is Impossible Without It is the very timely book, When Once We Were a Nation. We can laugh about things like this internet outrage over a cartoon character, but it is symptomatic of where we are right now as a nation. How did we get this divided? Where do we go from here? We'll send you this book for your donation of any amount. You name the price, essentially, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. During the month of September, the book When Once We Were a Nation will be yours. You can find out more online if you like, online at skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, cutting-edge documentaries in full HD for as little as just $3. The prophet Hosea said some 2,700 years ago, quoting God, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Educate yourself. Cutting-edge topics like child trafficking, transhumanism, the UFO phenomenon, and what really is behind it. That and more at skywatchfilms.com. Again, instant access, full HD, as little as $3 at skywatchfilms.com. Our next tour of Israel, coming up next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023, Sharon and I, alongside our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will take you around Israel and show you the battlegrounds in this long-running supernatural war. This makes the Bible come alive, and we go places other tours do not. Gilgal Rephaim, Joshua's Altar. This is not a place that has traditionally been identified with Joshua. No, this is literally the site of Joshua's altar, dated by pottery to exactly the right time frame, located in exactly the right place, matching the dimensions of the biblical altar, the sacrificial bones found there, bones of the animal sacrificed, all kosher. 2 + 2 = 4, it's Joshua's altar. We will visit there and many other sites. Of course, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth, and much more. You can get a look at the itinerary for the tour at skywatchinisrael.com. Of course, there's also a place there to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Pastor Carl Gallup about his book, Glimpses of Glory. What would it have been like to be there when, well, the Roman soldiers closed in the Garden of Gethsemane? Carl Gallup has a gift. He makes you see it, hear it, feel it, smell it, puts you right in the action, and it really makes the Bible come alive. Don't miss these broadcast programs with Pastor Carl Gallup and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got a Roku box or an Apple TV device, make sure you get the Skywatch TV app. That brings all of our content right into your television set you watch on your own schedule, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Same deal, plus important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. Whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet, we have apps for all of those and links to the app stores at our website for your convenience. You'll find it at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.